kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sinubukang pag-aani ni Punong Ministro Scott Morrison ang sentimiento ng publiko sa paghawak ng kanyang gobyerno sa pagtugon sa mga isyu ng pandemya gaya ng vaccine rollout, aged care at rapid antigen test. Sa pagharap nito sa National Press Club, dinepensahan ng Punong Ministro ang pamamahala nito ng pandemya at sa gitna ng pagtaas ng kaso ng Omicron variant.
As we went into this summer, we were optimistic. I was optimistic. We're all desperately looking forward to a great summer. And one of the things we learn again is that the virus has a way of bringing you back to earth. And we could have communicated more clearly about the risks and challenges that we still faced. And I think in raising those expectations about the summer, that we heightened the great sense of disappointment that people felt.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Morrison na kung maibabalik nito ang panahon, sa simula pa lamang ay ilalagay niya ang vaccine rollout sa ilalim ng operasyong militar at isasaayos ang transisyon ng mga aged care resident sa mga ospital sa mga estado. Ngayong panahon ng tag-init kung saan matindi ang bugso ng Omicron variant, pagdami ng bilang sa mga nasawi at kakulangan sa supply ng rapid antigen test, aminado ang punong ministro na maikli na ang PC ng mga botante. Natigilan naman ito sa paghingi ng paumanhin kahit na pinigapan ng NPC President na si Laura Tingle.
We hadn't anticipated that we would have a variant that resulted in the vaccine not being able to stop the transmission. We had invested so much and Australians invested so much in getting those vaccinations.
Dagdag pa dito ang naging sagot ng punong ministro sa tanong ni Andrew Clennell ng Sky News kung alam pa ba nito ang pinagdadaanan ng mga ordinaryong Australian.
We've got up to 100 Australians a day dying with COVID, a low booster rate, inflation, indoor businesses in Sydney and Melbourne on their knees without your support. What are you going to do about these problems? Have you lost touch with ordinary Australians? And on that theme, off the top of your head, can you tell me the price of a loaf of bread, a litre of petrol, and a rapid antigen test?
Now, I'm not going to pretend to you that I go out each day and I buy a loaf of bread and I buy a litre of milk. I'm not going to pretend to you that I do that. And I'll leave those sort of things to you, mate.
Tuloy-tuloy ang tala ng mga nasasawi dahil sa COVID-19. Sa Queensland kung saan 10 ang bilang na namatay sa nakalipas na 24 oras, 8 dito ay aged care residents. Ayon kay Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dot, inakyatan nila ang pangambang ito sa Morrison government.
Of the 107 deaths we've had in aged care residents since the start of pandemic, only 10 of these people have been boosted. And I'm concerned that 20 were not vaccinated at all. And I am writing to the Commonwealth today about a number of issues in aged care that I'm concerned about, including what is the accurate rate of boosters of aged care residents. I'm hearing from people who say they're begging managers of aged care facilities to bring people in to vaccinate their loved ones for boosters. And that, sadly, that's coming after, at the same time as they start getting COVID-positive cases spreading throughout the facilities.
Dagdag pa ni Minister Dot, bagaman siniguro ng federal na gobyerno na maayos ang pamamahala sa outbreak, malaki pa din ang pangamba sa kakulangan ng mga magagawa, personal protective equipment at supply ng rapid antigen test.
Despite the Commonwealth saying, we've got a plan, we're managing these outbreaks, they are writing to me and to the Queensland government as recently as the 19th of January, asking us to use our contracts with private hospitals to find staff and private hospital beds for aged care residents where the need arises. Now, this should be their responsibility, but they keep asking us to use our resources to do this work for them.
Panawagan pa ni Minister Dot sa Morrison government na i-implementa ang rekomendasyon na nilatag ng Royal Commission into Aged Care. Samantala sa Victoria, para maibsan ang bigat sa sistemang pangkalusugan ng Estado, ipinagpaliban muna ng mga konseho ang health check sa mga sanggol na may edad 2 pataas. Sa New South Wales naman, isang parliamentary inquiry ang dininig kaugnay ng mga nurse na sapilitang kinansela ang leave upang matugunan ang pangangailangan ngayong may pandemya. Sa Tasmania, nagbabala na mga nurse at midwives na kailangan ng aksyon ng industriya sa lumalalang isyo ng kakulangan sa staff. Isa pang isyo sa buong bansa ang umunoy mga pagtaas ng presyo ng mga rapid antigen test kit. Nakatanggap ang Australian Competition and Consumer Commission ng mahigit 4,000 reklamo sa loob ng isang buwan kaugnay ng presyo ng testing kit. Ayon kay ACCC Chair Rod Sims, maaari nilang dalhin sa korte ang sobrang taas ng presyo ng mga rapid antigen test.
Excessive pricing in and of itself is not against the law, but excessive pricing of rapid antigen tests in the middle of a pandemic, that can amount to unconscionable conduct. And I'm hoping we'll get some people before the courts in relation to that.
Ang ulat na ito ay ginawa ni Tina Quinn ng SBS News, isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.